The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and he asked him, Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven, but 70 times seven. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. The actual text says $60 million in our amount of money. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of his debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his own servants who owed him about $100. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient, I'll pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put into prison until he paid him back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt. Should you not have had pity on your fellow man as I had pity on you? The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I hope none of you have ever been so good, so Catholic, so Christian, and so perfect that you've never needed mercy. Because if you've never needed mercy, you know what? You don't know how to give it. You've probably said the Our Father 10,000 times, and maybe these words just slip off your tongue. Forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who have offended us. So you've asked for it. You've prayed for it. A correlation between how you give and how you receive, how you receive and how you give. They're the same. And so you've got to make sure, at least once in your life, probably if we're honest, much more, that you need mercy. That you need understanding and then know how to receive it. I found people often in the 12-step program, and I was jail chaplain, as some of you know, for 14 years. A lot of people in the jail, not all of them, who were so forgiving of others' faults. Because in each case, they'd hit the bottom. They knew how much it hurt to hurt. They knew how much it was terrible to hate yourself and to accuse yourself. And then when a generous heart, when a loving spirit entered their life and forgave them, it was like being reborn. Someone else loves part of me that I can't love myself. So make sure, you need that with regularity, because otherwise you will have no understanding of how other people need it too. I remember when I was jail chaplain and I'd read on the front of the Albuquerque Journal the stories of the criminals in our city, and I'd form an opinion about them, how terrible they were. Do you remember the young girl? That was 15 years ago, I think. Who with a key up in the Sandia Mountains tore a woman's womb open and tore out the baby. And everybody in the city, we all hated her. And I went to the jail the very next day, and they told me that she wanted to see a priest. I didn't want to go in the cell because I knew I wouldn't like her. I knew I would judge her because I'd already judged her. And I can't tell you the whole story, but I will tell you this much. When I left that cell, I had nothing but tears and sympathy for the suffering of that woman's life. You see, the one who knows all can forgive all. But you and I, all we know is a little piece. The part that has offended us, or has somehow offended our own sensibilities. Only God knows all, and so God is the one who can forgive all. So the thrust of this story is just that. Make sure you stand and need to stand under the infinite mercy of God every day. Every day. Don't start the day by praising yourself how wonderful you are. Remember, as you just said three times, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. As Peter said to Jesus, Lord leave me, I'm a sinful man. Make sure every day you are in need of forgiveness. That's not to put yourself down. That's not to hate yourself. It's frankly just to be honest. None of us have lived the gospel. None of us have loved as we could love. In fact, most of us are rather stingy, if we'd be honest, in the ways of love. So we don't have much reason, at least I don't, to pat myself on the back. I talk about it from the pulpit much better than I live it. And yet that very recognition that I have not yet lived love, I have not yet stood under the waterfall of infinite mercy, it's only then that I know how to let it flow through me freely. I received it undeservedly, then I can give it undeservedly. I don't wait and count the cost. Who's worthy? Brothers and sisters, nobody's worthy. That's not the question. That's the question of a small person. As if you are worthy, are you? Before you come to this altar in a few minutes, you're going to say publicly, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. So it's a public declaration. We are a room full of unworthy people. So let's stop measuring and counting. Well, I'm more worthy than she is. Stop it. Just stop it. It's a waste of time, counting and measuring. You count and measure until you have received an infinite mercy. And then all counting and measuring and weighing means nothing. Nothing. Because we know that we have not deserved it, no one else deserves it, and deserving isn't even the question. When all is said and done, the gospel comes down to the art of forgiveness. I'd say it's the whole gospel. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. People who know how to forgive have known how good it feels to be forgiven. Not when they deserved it, but precisely when they didn't deserve it. And let me point out one other thing. When that king forgave the debt, he did forgive it. It wasn't, if I forgive you, I'll get the money back. No, he didn't get the money back. He let go of it. Ooh, that's where none of us are well trained. If you're not trained in letting go of what you think are your rights, America will continue to be the angry, angry country that it is today. Because even the Christian people, for the most part, aren't much better at forgiveness than everybody else. And yet we dare to listen to this kind of gospel. And once in a while, I hope and pray that I myself and you can live it and stand willingly and readily under the waterfall of infinite mercy.